أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ يغشيكم النعاس أمنة منه وينزل عليكم من السماء ماء ليطهركم به ويذهب عنكم رجز الشيطان وليربط على قلوبكم ويثبت به الأقدام. صدق الله العظيم. We continue our discussion with ayah number 11 of Surah Al-Anfal. Continuing in this portion of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding this ummah of the many great favors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon the ummah at the time of the battle of Badr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ يُغَشِيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْ. The time is worthy of remembrance that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cast upon you slumber, sleep as an amana. Aman as a means of peace and tranquility. Sahaba were overwhelmed with the situation and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had then put the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in the state of sleep. And according to the narration we discussed yesterday, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to make ibadah, and then it was the time of Fajr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent out the message and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had gotten up. Another difficulty that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were faced with was the positioning on the battlefield itself, that the Quraysh had taken the better portion insofar as elevation is concerned. They were slightly higher. Sahaba were on the lower part of the battlefield. That itself was a difficulty. But there was another two difficulties that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had also realized. The one difficulty was that where Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were, that sand that was there was very thin and it was very quick. In other words, when they are going to fight, their feet are going to get stuck into that sand, and the difficulty of movement was also apprehended by the Sahaba. However, where the Quraysh were, that sand was not like that. They would have not experienced that type of difficulty. Now, in one narration, we find the narration that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come to the battlefield, he had initially decided to settle at one place, and a Sahabi had come to him and he said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if it is bi hukmillah, by the command of Allah, that we settle here, then there is no matter, there is no issue whatsoever. If, however, it is at your own accord, then moving a little in another direction, we will be able to get some form of water. However, the second difficulty that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had was that there was no water where the Sahaba had settled. So these were the very many concerns that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had. One was being less in number. Number two, ill-equipped. Number three, the positioning on the battlefield. Number four, the type of ground that Sahaba had to contend with. And number five, the lack of water or the scarcity of water on the battlefield. So the one ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum into the sleep, tranquility had overcome them, and of course these apprehensions had disappeared. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down upon you from the skies. From the skies means from the clouds, from above. The hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that had come down from the skies. Now when this water, when the rain had come down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the reasons why. لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ بِهِ. Number one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies that through the water. Allah purifies you. Now this purification, on the one hand, there was the need for ghusl, there would have been the need for wudu, etc. One was the external purity. The other was that the thoughts that were coming into the hearts of Sahaba, those thoughts also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had purified it. and how Allah Ta'ala purified it, the Qudrat of Allah, and of course the power, the might, the strength of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When the rains had come down, then obviously now there was water that Sahaba could accumulate. But on the other hand, the land, the area on which the Quraysh were, that area had become absolutely muddy, that now the foot movements became difficult. They were unable to move as freely as one would want to whilst in battlefield. On the other side, where Sahaba and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had settled, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down rains in such a manner that that land became hard. Some narrations say it was as though the land had cemented. In other words, it became totally firm for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, so that it would accommodate the easy, swift movement for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That is, such is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One rain in one area causes difficulty for some, and the same rain comes down in the same area and Allah Ta'ala creates ease for others. That is the ni'mat, that is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ رِجْزَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said was to remove from you the filth of shaitan. Because when shaitan had saw all of this, he began to try to infiltrate into the hearts of Sahaba to create these type of doubts. And obviously, the greatest effort the shaitan would have made, the greatest attack shaitan would have made on Sahaba, of course, wa na'udhu billah, that would have never happened with regards to Sahaba, was to leave the battlefield, to go away from the battlefield. They, none of them had left the battlefield when they had left with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, وَلِيُرْبِطَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. And so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your hearts firm. In other words, on the one hand you have this imani determination, on the other hand you have now the consolation of the coming of the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the situation with regards to the actual ground of fighting. Your hearts will become firm, and of course the quality of your iman and your enthusiasm changes, and you will go forth and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says, وَيُثَبِّتَ بِهِ الْأَقْدَامِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made your feet also firm, your hearts were established firm, and your feet were also firm. And thus Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had then gone out in the name of Allah, and they had continued their attack against the Quraysh of Makkah. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the very ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should always remember Allah ta'ala saying, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, that there is no nusrat, there is no help, but the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.